From Tidbits on March 12, 2012, this is Extra Bits, written by Tidbit staff. Last week's iPad announcement drives our Extra Bits recommendations this week with Mac Jury and Mac Tech Night Owl Live podcasts, a tip about how to beam photos between iOS devices using the new iPhoto app, and Glenn Fleischman's explanation of what 4G LTE means. On the troubling side, it seems that credit card companies are pressuring PayPal to rescind payment services from publishers deemed to be selling obscene ebooks. Tidbit staff discusses new iPad on Mac Jury. Many of us chat online during Apple product announcements, and the recent introduction of the new third-generation iPad was no exception. But this time, a number of us reconvened afterward on the Mac Jury podcast with host Chuck Joyner to talk through the impact of the iPad 3's new Retina display, new camera, voice dictation, and other features. And no, we don't all agree, so be sure to listen in to our individual arguments and opinions. Adam discusses the iPad 3 on the Tech Night Owl Live. Coverage of the third-generation iPad continues with Adam's guest appearance on the Tech Night Owl Live podcast, hosted by Gene Steinberg. Adam and Gene talk a bit about the new device's technical specs, but the name, or lack thereof, of the new iPad keeps coming up. Beam photos between iOS devices using iPhoto. Steve Sandy over at Tua explains how you can beam photos between iOS devices using Apple's new iPhoto app. It's a fine feature, but requires iPhoto on both ends of the connection. It makes us wonder why Apple didn't build it into iOS's Photos app instead, so everyone could use it. 4G LTE means better service with faster speed. Over at Macworld, Glenn Fleischman explains the ins and outs of the 4G LTE mobile broadband service available on the third-generation iPad. LTE is certainly faster, but it's also better at providing a consistent and reliable internet connection. Credit card companies pressure PayPal to censor ebook publishers. TechDirt has solid coverage of the latest news in internet censorship. Credit card companies are pressuring PayPal to force ebook publisher Smashwords to stop selling titles whose themes may be deemed obscene. Put simply, this is wrong. Who appointed credit card companies the arbiters of what speech is acceptable? This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, Intego, Noteboom Productions, Global Delight, Doxy, and ScanSnap. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Engst. Thanks for listening.